1380 AM. The call letters, WAOK. The program is Power Talk, and your hostess, Lorraine Jacques White. We provide the knowledge, you gain the power. Power Talk with Lorraine Jacques White on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK 404-892-2700. Oh, 03, you know him from CSI New York. Many outstanding books, and we are so excited to have with us this morning, Hill Harper. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
Good morning.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to you, Hill. We're excited to have you with us today. We want to talk to you this morning about your wonderful book, The Conversation, How Men and Women Can Build Trusting Relationships. And also with us is Attorney DeVita and Attorney Janice Mathis. They do a show with me every Monday called Sisters in Law because they are biological sisters, and both of them are lawyers. And I think you're a lawyer also, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I have a law degree from Harvard, but I don't know if that, you know, that qualifies me as a lawyer. I think that you actually have to be practicing law actively to be considered a lawyer, but I do have a Juris Doctorate.
Okay.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you on the radio.
Well, thank you. It's great to be on.
Well, he'll tell us, as we begin talking about the conversation, what can men do to break the cycle of being a player?
Well, first, let's set this up by saying, you know, it's Valentine's Day, and the conversation is on paper, you know, is out on paperback now, and you know, we realize that it's tough economic times for folks, so we're out here talking about it today. Encouraging people, whether you have a partner or you don't. If you have a partner, go out and get the book, gift it to your partner or a potential partner. If you don't have someone, then have a conversation party tonight and use the questions in the back of the book to and bring men and women together at, you know, and have a party. And so that specific question about men being a player, I address that in one of the most important chapters in the book, and it's a chapter called Man Up, and it's where we as men have to stop giving tacit permission to other men to act foul. And what I mean by that is that we, as men, we know when our friend is not treating a woman correctly, or we know when our friend is not spending time with his or her daughter or son, or we know when he's acting foul, he's being a player, he's dogging a woman. But we have this thing that we do as men is to say, well, that's just his business. You know, that's just his business. And we stay out of it, and it's almost like we give tacit permission or condone the bad behavior by doing it. But we have to start being more courageous and man up and not let that happen anymore, and actually start getting into the quote-unquote business of others. Because when we look at the data, in 1966, 84% of black children were being raised in two-parent households. Fast forward to 2006, that number's dropped to 31%. If we don't start being vocal now, we are bearing witness currently to the destruction of the black family. And I don't want to stand idly by or silently by and allow that to happen.
Hill, you say that the notion that there are no mature single male professionals is a myth. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, here again, in the book, I interview hundreds and hundreds of people and do different things. And what we come to realize is that something I call in the book the 595 rule. And some people, you know, they take great exception to this because they try to argue otherwise, but it seems to be quite true. And that is that 95% of the women are trying to date 5% of the men. And then conversely, 95% of the men are trying to date 5% of the women. And so this idea of scarcity or lack comes up because we are trying to date a small pool or portion of the opposite sex, and therefore it gives us justification to say, you know what, there is a lack out there. But I argue about, it's not about lowering standards. I argue about, you know, from the standpoint of dating potential. Because no matter who you are, where you are right now, 5 years from now, you're going to be a different person. And your partner's going to be a different person. So dating and focusing on dating potential is more valuable to a successful relationship than focusing on where the person is right now. Because we often hear people say, I want someone who's on my level, quote-unquote on my level. But what does that mean on my level? There's so many different things that make that up, and part of that is investigating the book.
Hill, when we talk about what women can do to alleviate the heaviness they sometimes attach to dating, and I was trying to think, what do you mean by the heaviness?
Okay, well, I use a term. You know, one of my favorite books in the world is a book by Milan Kundera called The Unbearable Lightness of Being. And I use that term, the lightness of being, and you know, let's be very clear, I'm not talking about skin tone here. You know, what I'm talking about is the way we walk through the world. And what I started to notice in doing research for the book is that you find that a lot of women, and I'm not saying it's just in the Man Up chapter, I'm asking men and basically saying, men, we're going to have to step up and start having those uncomfortable conversations with each other. This is kind of the flip side for women. We have to start shining the mirror on why many sisters are walking through the world in terms of the way they deal with their men heavy in terms of they bring a sense of heaviness to the relationship. They're not necessarily fun or light in terms of their dealing with men. And that affects relationships. And women want to act like they have a monopoly in what makes a relationship successful. They want to act that way because women tend to talk about relationships more. They watch Oprah more. But men have just as much information in their own mind about what they believe makes a relationship successful. And part of that has to do with the fact that they live a life and a tough life, and they actually want to be with a woman and be with a partner who brings some lightness and there's some fun and joy. And so this is an uncomfortable conversation to have, but part of it becomes a reciprocal process, because part of the reason why a lot of our sisters are heavy are because they've been treated negatively by men. But here's a great example. I use this in the book. I was dating a woman, and I had a key to her apartment, and we've been dating for some time. And I hear her voice on the other side of the door as I'm getting home from work, and she's laughing and talking to her girlfriend. I can just hear her laughing and kind of all this energy and passion. Mm-hmm. And I get in there, and for the first minute I'm in there, she's still on the phone, and she's kind of finishing up the call, and she's just having a ball. And then she hangs up the phone. She turns to me, and she says, "Hi, Hill." Very monotone, no energy. And I'm like, hold up, where's the woman that was just on the phone with her girlfriend? And that's what I want to ask women to do. Look in the mirror and say, when you're with your girlfriend and you have all this energy and fun and you laugh, why is it that you treat your girlfriend so free and fun and differently than you tend to treat the men you date? And then what's going on there? And then you ask men, well, how come he doesn't want to da-da-da-da-da-da? Because you are no fun. That's why.
Hill, great. A great point, and I understand exactly what you're saying. Let's take a call. Can you take a call?
Sure.
Saba, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Miss White.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm fine. I bought that book, Hill Harper's book, and I gave it to a guy that I know. And quite frankly, I don't think he's read the book, unfortunately, because I think it's an excellent book. I think it tells us a lot about how to handle relationships. And I think that, you know, what Hill was just saying about that lightness of being, I think a lot of us would like to have a lightness of being, but when you have men in your life who lie to you constantly, it's kind of hard to be all lightness and air, and you know there's an undercurrent of lies and deception, and there's other women, and God knows what else is out there. So I think that's where you've seen black women coming from, and I think a lot of us have allowed too many men into our lives and allowed them too much access to us. And I'll just give you this example. There's a guy I know, and he was talking to me the other day, and he said, I don't know what to do with you, Saba, because I'm just not used to dealing with women like you. You know what kind of women he's used to, Miss White?
What kind?
Women who are sending him texting, naked pictures of themselves. I'm like, well, you're not going to get a naked picture of me. That's not going to happen. So you're going to have to deal with me like a man is supposed to deal with a woman, honestly, decently, and honorably. And I think he has a problem with that.
Saba, I appreciate your comment. Hill, that is the world we live in today. Do you think men are expecting naked pictures to be texted to them? You know, I think the congressman did it in Washington, Congressman Lee.
Yeah.
He sent that text message, never think he was going to appear on in the world of cyberspace, and here we are. And in 3 hours, he resigned. Of course, I think he did that because she was a black woman, because many of them have done the same thing and have not resigned in 3 hours. But do you think men are expecting sexual text messages?
You know, I think that we do live in a world where there, you know, where sexting, I call it sexting, has become very prevalent. There's no question about it. You know, but when I say there's a way to bring fun, F-U-N, into a relationship,
mm-hmm.
that just doesn't have to be through one, you know, fun does not exist just through the avenue of sex or sexting or something like that. And so I think lots of folks have different expectations in different times, and it's up to us as individuals to clear up what expectations, things that we feel comfortable doing and we don't. You know, if folks feel comfortable doing that, then great. If they don't, then that's their business. But to speak to her point specifically, there's no question that we have, all of us have baggage.
Heel, may I ask you a question? Can you stay with us? Heel, can you stay with us one more segment?
Oh, okay.
Great. We'll be right back with Heel Harper, the author of The Conversation. It's an incredible book. We had a class all about The Conversation at my church, and it was filled, packed, and absolutely incredible. Great book. Great read. 404-892-2703. We'll be right back with Heel Harper.